Good evening.
Good evening.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you. We gather here this evening for the true purpose of our Christian faith, that those things that were promised in the past and only could be hoped for in the future converge to this very moment, to this very hour, when our salvation comes. The serenity of that moment allows us to realize the overwhelming love that God has for us and how He shows that love to us on this very night. Bishop Barron says that for us who perhaps at times, as we do, forget the true meaning of Christmas, only have to reflect, only have to meditate upon the nativity scene itself to realize what it means for God to take on flesh, for man to have a gift of His presence in our midst. He says that you see the baby, the child, the Jesus, the incarnate Word, in the center of the nativity, surrounded by His mother and father, and then by animals, then by the poorest of all people, the shepherds, and then further, the greatest of men, those who have come from afar. Bishop Barron said, then you look above the stable and you see the angels and then the star that guided them to this moment. He says, all these things call to mind how it was in the beginning of creation, that God comes to knit back together all that He had made and was good, to knit it back together in the places where it was broken, where it was out of focus of God's presence in their midst. And when we think of such a scene, when we think of such a surreal moment, that God loved us so much, He became like us so that we could become like Him, so that we could return to the things for which we had lost, two gifts of the Holy Spirit overpower us. And those are the gifts of awe and wonder and reverence. An awe and wonder, literally a fear of such a sight. We know that the reality is true because when the birth of Christ Jesus is announced, the angels make it clear that they understand that the serenity of the moment can overcome you. Be not afraid, Mary, for the child you are to conceive will be by the power of the Holy Spirit. And He who is the Son of God will be great, for nothing is impossible. For Joseph, as we heard in the gospel this evening, be not afraid, Joseph, son of David. Remember who you are. Be not afraid to take Mary into your life, because the child she has conceived was by the Holy Spirit. And you are to name Him Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. How much further, though, when that proclamation of the birth of Christ comes to the shepherds, to the poorest of the poor, who are recognizing this night was different than others, be unafraid, for I bring glad tidings. A Savior is born to you, the King of Kings. So we know the reverence it is to follow, the adoration of such a thing, but yet the fear pushes us to something more concrete, pushes us to something that we can hold on to, that we're more assured of in our lives. And that is the world around us. And this is when we begin to lose focus. This is when we begin to forget the true meaning of Christmas. We find this in two children's stories, that of the Grinch and Charlie Brown's Christmas. In the story of the Grinch, we know that he has this teeny tiny little cold heart. And anybody has a lonely cold heart, doesn't want anyone to be happy, to experience joy. So he figures that if he takes away their Christmas, what he sees as their Christmas, if he takes away their gifts, their food, even their cards, then they will no longer have happiness. And he does all these things. And yet the little Whos in Whoville continue to sing Welcoming Christmas. And then we hear this of the Grinch. He puzzled and puzzled until his puzzling was sore. The Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, is something a little bit more. A little bit more. Deeper than what the world wants it to be. Something more that comes from the heart, where Christ opens our lives to his love. And of course, that little teeny tiny heart then grows into a love that he wants to share in Welcoming Christmas. But Charlie Brown's Christmas is one that allows us to see that when we try to stay focused, as poor Charlie Brown does, we get overwhelmed with how everyone else is experiencing this great day. Charlie Brown goes out to buy the tree and he buys the most pathetic thing we have ever seen. But it was a tree. And when they laugh at him and make fun of him, in frustration he asks, what is Christmas really about? Does anybody remember what Christmas is really about? Of course, Linus Van Pelt, Lucy's little brother, takes center stage with his blanket. In the spotlight, he says, behold, do not be afraid. I bring you glad tidings, the birth of our Savior, the King of Kings. He repeats beautifully, he recites with full heart and love Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 3 through 15. And when he finishes, he walks off the stage and he looks and he says, this is what Christmas is about, Charlie Brown. See, because fear is what entraps us to forget. But when you watch the scene more carefully, you see something. More than his conviction of words, but his response to those words. Linus standing there in the spotlight as he says the words of the angel, be unafraid, he drops his blanket. His security blanket. He called it his happiness blanket. The very blanket that every character in Peanuts tries to take from him. He willingly drops it. And that's what Christmas is about. Jesus is born into the world so that we can have our fears taken from us. Our blanket that we're comfortable with, when left to Jesus, gives us the love and the meaning of Christmas. Even though Linus walks off the stage with his blanket, because that is what we are comfortable with, our own security, he continues to seek Jesus as the source and the truth. So what should be our mission this week as we celebrate this great feast of Christmas? I think it is to remind ourselves in the days to come that you didn't buy Christmas in the store. It means a whole lot more. Our salvation has come to make us whole again. To learn from Linus Van Pelt that if we give Jesus our worries and our fears, he'll give us the hope of Mary and Joseph, and we will become unafraid, and we will take Jesus into our lives. If we give Jesus our own self-reliance, he'll give us the knowledge and the power of his wisdom that filled the kings who were willing to come from afar. And if we give him our sins, he'll give us his mercy that will give us confidence, even in poor spirit, to be like the shepherds and draw near to his birth. And if we give him our lives, and in turn, he'll make us his sons and daughters. So when you come forward to receive Holy Communion, remember you must do so empty-handed. Nothing you bring can overpower the gift of his love. Nothing you fear or worry or your sins can stand in the way of him coming to you. When you go back to your place, thank him for this surreal moment of his birth. Ask him to help you to leave go of your own security blanket and allow him to be the source of the happiness. And if you do this, then you will know the truth of Christmas. You will rise above the commercialism and be able to focus with your family and friends. On this day, a Savior has been born to you, and it is in him that we are glad. And I promise I will do the same. When you watch Charlie Brown's Christmas and Linus drops his blanket at the time when we are not to be afraid to drop his security, but yet pick it up again before he leaves the stage is kind of anticlimactic. But that's really how we are, is it not? We want to drop our fears at the Lord, but yet we seem to pick them up because it's really sometimes the security is in what we know and what we fear, because it gives us some kind of control in the matter. But if you watch it all the way to the end, when they prepare to sing in front of the tree that becomes magnificent, Linus Van Pelt takes his blanket and uses it as a tree skirt. He puts it around the base of the tree before they sing, "As we will hark the herald angels sing." And that's the whole story from the crib to the cross. It's when we put our true worries and concerns and drop them at the foot of the cross, then we know that Christ Jesus makes that tree, the Christmas tree, from the wood of the cross to the fruit of his resurrection. And it's there that we complete that journey. So we keep moving forward, dropping it. We pick it up, we drop it again.